Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
It's Cyber Monday, and retailers are hoping you'll keep buying today online. Many travelers returning from their holiday today. Gas is $3.54 a gallon. That's 12 cents cheaper than it was a week ago, but 15 cents higher than it was a year ago, says the AAA. Two people had to be rescued last night after a small plane smashed into power lines in Gaithersburg, Maryland, north of D.C., knocking out power to thousands in the area. Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein.
Both patients have been transported from the scene to local area trauma centers with serious injuries.
He was heard there on WJLA-TV. Cause of the crash under investigation. Two mass shootings in 1 week have leaders around the country talking about gun control. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Colorado Governor Jared Polis says something needs to be done.
It's about mental health. Of course, it's about gun policy. Of course, it's about anti-LGBTQ rhetoric.
But the Democrat says it can be done without invoking a ban.
Where you need an additional license or background check for some of the most high-powered weapons.
Also on the show, Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer.
Cities that have the most strict gun laws, like Washington, D.C., Chicago, these are the cities with the highest rate of crimes.
Comer says he'd support legislation aimed at improving mental health access and boosting law enforcement.
China is sticking with its severe zero COVID strategy, though it's easing antivirus rules in some areas after crowds demanded President Xi Jinping resign. There have been protests against controls that confine millions of people to their homes. Ukraine is warning there may be more evacuations from the capital, Kyiv, as the war drags on. This is AP News. Now to World Cup soccer and a protest. The AP's Mimi Montgomery has this.
The U.S. Soccer Federation removes the emblem of the Iranian flag in a sign of protest. The Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts of the U.S. men's team briefly displayed Iran's flag on social media, only bearing its green, white, and red colors, but without the emblem of the Islamic Republic. In a statement, the Federation says it scrubbed the official flag to show support for women in Iran fighting for basic human rights. The Iranian government reacted by accusing America of removing the name of God from their national flag. The move adds yet another political firestorm to this year's World Cup and comes as the U.S. faces Iran in a decisive match on Tuesday. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The U.S. tie against England in the World Cup drew about 20 million viewers. The third most watched men's soccer game on U.S. television. The match was last Friday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Just one Sunday NFL matchup pitting teams with winning records. That game went to Cincinnati, 2016 over the Titans. Bengal coach Zach Taylor said it helped that his defense held Tennessee running back Derrick Henry to 38 yards.
They put pressure on him the entire game. They hit the quarterback. And they made play after play to win us back the field position there in the second half and allow us to go win.
Both teams are 7-4. In other action, it was a big day for underdogs. Jacksonville got a touchdown with 14 seconds left and a two-point conversion to shock the Ravens 28-27. Jaguar quarterback Trevor Lawrence said after losing six one-score games in 2022, this was a nice change of pace.
Even though that's happened a lot, that we still have never lost faith, always trusted one another, and it felt good to be on the other side of this one.
In Cleveland, Nick Chubb ran 3 yards for an overtime TD, giving the Browns a 23-17 decision over Tampa Bay. Cleveland quarterback Jacoby Brissett.
This was our team's opportunity, to step up in a big moment. And I think we did that.
Meanwhile, the Raiders scored their second walk-off overtime win in as many weeks, 40-34 at Seattle. Josh Jacobs ended the game by sprinting 86 yards to pay dirt. His coach is Josh McDaniels.
He's a football player. I mean, that's probably the greatest compliment I could give him. And, he comes up big.
Other NFL winners were the Dolphins, Jets, Commanders, Panthers, Chargers, Chiefs, Niners, and the 10-1 Eagles. Pro basketball, the Celtics have an NBA best record of 16-4 after defeating the Wizards 130-121. Hockey, in their second year of existence, the Seattle Kraken are 13-5-3 after edging Anaheim 5-4. In Sunday's headliner at the World Cup, Spain and Germany played to a 1-1 draw. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
There's some significant movement at the top of the Associated Press College Football poll. I'm Ben Thomas with a look at the latest rankings. Four top 10 teams lost on the final day of regular season games, and that's produced change in the AP poll. Georgia remains number one, but Michigan moves up to second after powering past last week's number two, Ohio State, 45-23. The Buckeyes drop to fifth. TCU slots in at third after a 62-14 thrashing of Iowa State, and Southern California is fourth. They took down Notre Dame 38-27. USC is the only team in the top four with a loss. The rest of the top 10 now has Alabama at 6, just ahead of Tennessee. Penn State follows at 8, with Washington number 9. Clemson's loss to South Carolina drops it to 10, while the other top 10 teams to fall were LSU, now 11, and Oregon, tumbling to 15. I'm Ben Thomas.
A family film expected to soar at the box office this Thanksgiving holiday weekend was more like a flop. Turkeys don't fly well, and neither did the Disney animated film Strange World, failing to gain altitude among moviegoers. It took in less than $19 million in its first 5 days in North America, despite a reported production cost of $180 million.
We'll risk eternal war.
That kept Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, another Disney film, at the top of the box office. Then Strange World, the Korean War epic Devotion, was in third place, The Menu in fourth, followed by Steven Spielberg's The Fablemans. Donald Trump's political friends and foes are reacting to his dinner last week with two controversial figures: the rapper, formerly known as Kanye West, and a white nationalist leader. When Donald Trump was president, David Friedman was his ambassador to Israel. Friedman's tweeted out, quote, "To my friend Donald Trump, you are better than this. Even a social visit from an anti-Semite like Kanye West and human scum like Nick Fuentes is unacceptable." West has been dropped by companies like Adidas for recent anti-Semitic comments. Nick Fuentes is a far-right activist who denies the Holocaust and expresses anti-Semitic and white nationalist rhetoric. Others weighing in: former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who called anti-Semitism a cancer. While the White House issued a statement, "Bigotry, hate, and anti-Semitism have absolutely no place in America, including at Mar-a-Lago." Award-winning singer and actress Irene Cara has died at the age of 63. The cause of death has not yet been released. Her publicist calls Irene Cara a beautifully gifted soul whose legacy will forever live through her music and films. That includes Fame and Flashdance. Cara was the voice behind some of the most joyful, high-energy tunes of the 80s, first coming to fame in the movie Fame, co-starring Debbie Allen, featuring Performing Arts High School talent. Cara died in her home in Florida at the age of 63. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Macau has renewed the casino licenses of several foreign-owned casinos in a bid to boost its economy at a time when revenue has plunged under antivirus restrictions. The former Portuguese colony awarded the licenses to MGM Resorts, Las Vegas Sands, Wynn Resorts and three Chinese rivals after they promised to help diversify its economy by investing in non-gambling attractions. Macau is under pressure from the Chinese government to diversify with retailing, entertainment and other industries and to reduce reliance on gamblers from the mainland, its main revenue source. The territory of 700,000 people is the world's most tourism-dependent economy, which has shrunk since anti-COVID restrictions shut down most tourist travel in 2020. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.